One, two, three, clap. One, two, three. Welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast. Thank you, everyone, for your impeccable patience in this day and age. You've been waiting for us for, like, how long has it been? 2 months, 3 months?
Four.
Jesus.
4 months. And the numbers are showing.
We're going to
build
baby.
It back up. We're going to build it back up. Look, before we get it, let's start with the first segment. John, what the hell is happening with Elon v. Albo?
I was hoping you'd fill me in on that.
Okay, I'll tell you what's happening. Because I do know what's happening. I'm just pretending to be ignorant. So what's happened is that Elon... So you know the stabbing attack of Bishop Emmanuel?
Yeah, dude. What's going on with that?
So there's a clip of it on Twitter, on X, and the clip shows him stabbing. The Australian government...
Oh, that's in great taste.
Yeah, the Australian government wants it off because it creates, according to them, further radicalization. And Elon has said, no. I'm not going to do
it. I want to see the video. I'm not going to lie.
I've seen the video.
How was it?
To see who's
it's
right.
It's pretty confronting.
Really?
I mean, look.
What happened with
you can imagine exactly what the video was.
Yeah. Yeah, so Elon said no.
But it isn't like Django or anything. There's no like blood splashing.
Yeah.
It's just like some Django. Little kid going insane.
Going hard.
But yeah, so Elon doesn't want to take it down because he thinks it's... First of all, he feels that it's not further radicalizing anyone, and he also thinks it's a freedom of expression thing. And the Australian government is pissed off. So then, as a concession, he removed it in Australia, but anywhere else in the world you can still see it. And now there's like a court case that's about to happen where X's lawyers are going to argue that it's an infringement of freedom of speech. And Australian government is saying that it isn't. Just take down the video.
Stabby stab.
And,
before, I thought always the point was when it came to free speech, until violence is involved. So are we past that now? Are we that extreme on free speech?
Look, so...
Hell yeah.
I don't... Yes, see, so. One of the arguments... Okay.
Just checking.
I don't know.
See what happened.
One of the arguments that X has made is that, like, even if we take it down... It's not going to stop circulating. There's like, and also like every time you tell,
point on that.
and they say that every time you tell us to take it down, there's more people that are publishing it because they think it's going to be taken down. So there's the whole Streisand effect.
Mm. Well, now I'm completely on X's side. You're right.
Yeah, and also
I think you're especially right to publish it in the first place.
The Labor government has used some of the legislation introduced by Scott Morrison for that online privacy thing for this stuff. Mm. I don't know. What's your take?
I don't think that it's good to have murder circulating on the internet. It's a snuff film, guys. Since when did snuff film come to... Hey, that's artistic expression.
What about Rotten?
Okay?
What about... Was it Rotten? No, is it Rotten.com? Yeah, what about
I
that?
I think so.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah. It's kind of better that it's...
Gone.
On the periphery of the deep
that
web.
That freaked me out, actually. In year six, being like, do you want to see an actual dead person? I was like, no, I don't. Right. That was so normal.
Should have been called that, shouldn't it? Hey, kid, want to see a dead body?
Well, rotten.com is kind of worse.
Isn't it? Yeah, now that I think about it, Rotten's horrible.
Fucked.
Every time you even hear the word Johnny Rotten, you always thought, his name leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
How come none of you guys are like free speech absolutists?
Huh?
You know, free speech, like, if you should be able to say whatever you want.
But is that saying anything? You're just showing a man getting stabbed.
Well, look, I tell you one thing. The right, the far right thinks that it's a lefty program to, like, you know, cleanse the Muslim image, which is why they want to take it down. They say keep it on because that's what Islam is, I suppose.
You're too right. It's absolutely not going to circulate and amongst Muzis and make them more radicalized. That's not going to happen.
I'm going to be honest about one thing. I do support Peter Dutton on this because Peter Dutton said something which, before you shoot it down, I think it's pretty reasonable. He's saying, like, look, I think that the video should be taken down because of obvious reasons. But at the same time, he's taking it down in Australia. Like, who do you think we are?
Right,
that
true.
We're just going to like bully this like massive corporation in the world into believing what we think is right. And I think that's a pretty decent argument.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Fair dibs.
Look, we know our place.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Amazing? A future prime minister openly admitting, dude, Elon's got more money than me.
Wait, you saying he's going to be prime minister? Huh? You reckon he'll be prime minister?
Yeah, probably.
Are you serious?
It's not looking good.
You're kidding me. There's the real fucking scoop. Are you serious? There's no way.
You're more outraged about
Yeah, that's way more outrageous.
It is way more outrageous.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
That can't be true, man.
Well, it's not looking good in the polls, gentlemen.
Are you serial?
I'm for real.
What the hell? Look at the polls there. People want
51-49. I think it's even less. I think it's 49.5, 50.5.
Is that just what happens?
Not even within striking distance. They're nose hair ahead.
Has there ever been a prime minister that's been in for like 4 terms and they've just gotten more popular or at least stayed the same? Or is it as soon as you're in, people start hating you?
No, it's because of the modern media landscape.
And
also being the ire of the media doesn't help. So
right. What do you mean, Albo?
Well, you know, Robert Menzies left and I think he still loved this very day because of the glowing, fawning coverage he gets on the ABC.
Menzies.
As you can see, he was probably a homosexual and that's why the ABC liked him.
Wait, was Menzies the one in like World War II in the opposition?
He made himself into opposition because he sold scrap iron to the Japanese that they then fashioned into bullets and shot at us.
That's
and the Australian people decided to elect him for another 23 years after that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, the economy is important.
Apparently very important. The most important. Getting shot by the economy.
Isn't it incredible?
Far it's amazing out. How the media can make you... You know, we're getting invaded by refugees. Oh no, we've got to do something about it. Literally getting invaded by the Japanese. We really lost the greatest prime minister we ever had here, guys. Jesus come on, Christ. Rate him back.
He'll Sorry, but that's crazy to me. Like, I feel like, and didn't Albo just give some like sweet tax cuts as well?
Yeah. No, not tax cuts. Hasn't he increased taxes?
I thought it was tax cuts.
No, there were some
match
I thought it was cuts.
Yeah, there were some tax. He's doing the double
giveth and he takes like,
like an abusive partner. He has the carriage and sticks pulse.
Fuck. Well, I'm getting my sauce.
It's just coercive abuse.
Dude, that's so funny. That's so unfair that like already he's down in the polls.
That is crazy, dude. Yeah.
It's just like the problem with the Australian public is like
they don't like
during
anyone.
Peacetime when things are going great and like the fucking economy is booming, they're like, yeah, the Liberals, better economic management. As soon as shit hits the fan, they're like, oh, shit, Labor, dude, you take care. And then as soon as they come, it's like, oh, it's not getting any better. Fuck you, we're going to bring back the Liberals.
Which is even worse because if you look at the stats, it absolutely is. And like,
yeah, it is.
Gets in every time, you start seeing a skyrocketing to the top of the OECD in terms of economic management, but no one reports that except Alan Austin.
Yeah, and also,
what is essentially a blog.
Dude, here's another thing, Jordan, that you should start picking up, like actually in your videos. Australia compared to like a lot of the first world is doing pretty, it's look, I understand that we're not doing great. I'm aware of it because I'm part of it. But like, dude, Western I look
suburbs.
At Europe and I go like, thank fucking God I'm in Australia.
Mm.
I think like that needs
to be.
Yeah,
I don't think Poland's killing it.
Yeah, I think like Alba also needs to like just be real with the public. He's like, guys, look around the world. You're still all right.
Yeah.
Like, things are tough,
yeah.
But not nearly as tough as they are overseas.
Can you imagine?
If he said that?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Time,
death, response from Albanese.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah. I would hear that and be like, yeah, fair deeps. Like, but yeah, the media would go nuts. Yeah,
because you're not a cunt. Fail to forget is...
Yeah.
I honestly think about 70% of Australia are cunts.
You can, yeah.
They're not racist. They're not sexist. They're just cunts in varying ideological degrees.
Yeah.
They're not racist. They're not sexist, but they are homophobes.
Yeah.
That's not for you.
Of course.
LGBT.
Yeah, except all the AFL fans. I could not be a camera.
Albert was at the AFL game. I went to one on Sunday. He was there. I was like, yeah.
Albert needs to stop being misloved. Can you stop going to like every entertainment show there is?
He has the same life. Yeah. Hey guys, have you heard this new band, The Easy Streets? Yeah. No, and neither should you. Yeah, well, they're good.
just go to a footy game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a big one. It was the Swans versus the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah, it's a show of support.
Yeah.
But frankly speaking, I think Albo was having too much fun in office. He came in, he was like slim and trim, best shape of his life. And look at him now, he's fat again. And he's just going to concerts, eating fucking corn dogs and hanging out with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. There he is going. Oh, I can't do that guy's accent, it's so hard. There he is. He's going to concerts, he's going to football games. Albanese, he's not got the finger on the pulse of the Australian people.
You know what, though?
Was that good? Was that terrible?
Absolutely does. Even in a cost of living crisis, yeah, he does. Still go to fucking Taylor Swift to the AFL and say, offside out here. How much for that T-shirt? $60. It should be 70.
Yeah. He has got my life.
Yeah, too much. Stitching on Swift.
Give me two.
Yeah. He literally does have my life. I get what you're saying. I'm just as good and successful as Albo.
Apparently so.
Except,
I guess. Except, he really is the perfect example of you can do it too.
Yeah.
He's you, but with a partner.
Mm. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah. And a son that I assume is a little shit.
I assume too.
Oh, really?
What
are his kids like?
I don't know. I've got no idea. I just always assume.
By the way, speaking of kids,
they're going to be spoiled as fuck.
Kevin Rudd, your son is a champ.
Yeah, his son is a champ.
Dude, I respect like these really like these parents that are like are in high positions but somehow raise a decent individual. Like these kids
are never.
They've got everything.
I know.
But he's still like a sane kid. Put on you, Kevin Rudd. I feel like your wife had a lot to do with it because you would have been busy.
Probably. She was busy as well. Maybe sat around.
Running dodgy businesses.
Yeah.
That's right, pushing
the
back.
The woman that runs a disability recruitment place. So that
I remember there
with
was
problems have a job and food to eat.
Not all the time. No, she wasn't doing that when he was in power.
I think she was.
I think that's like
a well, shit. I saw a fucking thing on it, right? I don't think.
What did Murdoch say about this?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it was Murdoch.
It's a disability care recruitment centre, but did you know that it also sometimes deals with pensioners?
Who says it was Murdoch? Mr. Know It All.
All right. Miss Love is a wide reader of the news.
Yes. The press, they could call it.
Not owned by the Murdoch press anymore.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. I think it was sold. It might still be owned by that, but I think it was sold out to Disney.
Dude, Sky News viewership is the funniest in the world.
Tell the story.
I don't even know how much I could talk about this, but this is so funny. So just like when the first, when the Bondi stabbings happened.
Yeah.
Sky News was the only media outlet that was doing, like that had their comment section open so people could comment. And all the comments, as soon as it happened, was, here we go, religion of peace, spreading more peace.
You had to wait like 2 days. They couldn't wait 2 days.
this is what happens when you get migration, left, right, and center, and you expect a different result. And then, like, the news comes out that he was, like,
just white.
Some white dude from Brisbane. And so people were like, where are
all... Toowoomba, actually.
Yeah, from Toowoomba. And so someone goes like, where's all the commentators that were talking about migration now? And the same guy just comments, I meant interstate migration.
Yes.
What a funny bastard. What is that guy's...
Also, of course he did. we all believe that man.
Yeah.
That is such an obvious lie that do you think even he thought he could get away with
it? No, definitely not.
No. So why did he try? What is the psychology?
He's a proud man.
Because he doesn't want to give an inch on the internet. It's all or nothing.
He's a proud man. He will not apologize for his fringe views.
Dude, can't let the soy boys win.
Yeah.
If you read Sky News'
for a stalemate.
Comments, yeah, I don't know if it's that fringe.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I think the views are pretty standardized.
Yeah.
What do you mean standardized?
Like, I think it's kind of becoming a little mainstream.
Yeah.
Dude, people...
What views? Which ones?
Well, the ones, the obvious ones. Migration is bullshit. And religion of peace spreading more peace.
Man, you know what is sick?
That is a good call.
I'm very happy about this.
It's funny. It's a funny call.
Speeding British my
Well, less finesse with that. There, but yeah, like the point's there, I suppose.
You like it more poetic?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I like it straight.
Yeah. I like my use. Are you mates with the state like guy? I like
how it is, thank you.
You're mates with the state guy. Close the borders.
It was probably Gary Awesome.
Oh, now where is he? Where
goes
is...
on Rumble because they're shadow banning him on YouTube.
I can't believe you annexed...
Why is he getting banned? Because he's like, he keeps making Foo Fighters songs and they're like intellectual.
And they're gone.
That's probably the reason. But he thinks it's because of his hardline views on COVID.
Fair dibs. Fair dibs. What's
Boo
Rumble?
Get over COVID.
Yeah, dude, it's been a while. Relax.
Why do they care about it still? Why do they care about it when it was happening?
Yeah, why is RFK Jr. still a candidate?
That's so weird to me. I really...
Careful, boys. I had my questions.
You can barely understand the man when he speaks. Why? Yeah.
What were your questions?
You know, just...
Is it real?
Just all of the questions.
Are vaccines made by Bill Gates or not? Let's start with that.
mRNA. Not a lot of research.
Yeah, you're going to get us a fucking strike again.
Yeah.
He did that last time.
M stands for M&Ms. This is the new M&Ms are out.
And he said NRMA, the insurance for cars.
A sponsor of the Friendly Geordies podcast. Thank you very much for sponsoring.
Really wish they were. Yeah, and they could absolutely afford.
Let's not do that. I already gave us one
strike. At this point, I'd accept free insurance as a sponsorship.
Yeah, of course.
All right, okay.
Yeah, let's not talk about... he's probably
Isn't
still
it insane, though, that Mislav pretty much has the views of... everyone in Queensland, and yet that's fringe. Yeah, I suppose Queensland is pretty fringe.
Queensland is a fringe place.
Queensland is pretty fringe, yeah.
Okay, boys, check this
Lockyer
out.
Highway.
I got to show you.
Enough things called Lockyer.
Darren Lockyer.
I got to show you a couple of videos. So this is.
Damn, man. Hell yeah.
I always forget the name. Remind me the name of the guy who killed a woman on set.
Ben Affleck?
No,
not Ben Affleck. What's his name?
Yeah, one of the Afflicks.
Alec Baldwin. Jesus.
Yeah.
Right, the Afflick, bro.
So this is a random lady that was harassing Alec Baldwin. Watch this.
Is this in the protest?
No, this was just at some coffee shop.
Oh, God. Hasn't he suffered enough?
It must be great being a Baldwin, hey?
He's suffered enough.
Still, I'd prefer to be him than his much less successful brother. Imagine Christmas, eh?
There's like 10 of those brothers.
He's, yeah.
All right, okay.
Oh, this is that fucking bridge.
There's the real tragedy.
Poor Alec.
Or Billy.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time?
Oh, my God.
Why did you kill that lady?
Oh!
You killed that lady and got no jail time?
Oh, my God.
No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear.
Holy
just say free
shit.
Palestine Alec. One time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a fucking criminal.
Holy
Come on,
shit.
Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please.
Voice
and I'll
so
leave you
shrill.
Alone. Free Palestine. Fuck Israel, fuck Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Could you give me one quick favor?
One time. Alec, you please say Palestine one time.
The man has thin patience. I think that's why he killed that woman.
Thin patience? I don't know. I think he's good. That's not bad,
yeah, he lasted
dude.
Longer than I would have.
Now, wait, hold up. Now, like every good... This lady was invited on Piers Morgan, of course. And you guys
Piers.
Need to check out this lady.
Dude, Piers, he just gets every cunt on there, doesn't he? On his show. Oh, every single
it?
One.
Dude, man, she had that exact female voice that pierces right into your brain. It's that particular pitch.
Piers. Morgan.
Morgan.
Wait one second, let me bring it up.
One time.
That one?
Yeah.
It's a particular
Just
tone.
Google it. I want to see. Yeah. Dude.
That was infuriating. And look, I think it sounds
what?
A lot more violent because
what
of the...
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Wait, hold up.
Make it... Make it big, please.
Yeah, I will.
What does she look like? Does she think she's one of the avatars?
What the hell?
What is going on?
Piers fucking Morgan.
What the?
You're asking too many questions.
Just for the record,
questions.
My name is actually just
What's
Piers Morgan.
What's wrong with saying Free Palestine? Piers, can you say free Palestine for me? Can you say Free Palestine for
me? If you stop shouting, yeah.
I want you to say it.
Yes, I'm happy to say.
Okay, I'm not going to shout.
If you just,
Mr. Piers Morgan,
if you just keep quiet, I can answer your question.
Her tits out.
Yes, I'm very happy to say that.
I'm never quiet, Piers.
Sorry, you're still talking.
I'm never quiet.
Okay, but try.
I'm never
Otherwise,
quiet,
I can't.
Piers. I cannot.
You ask
shut
me to
up.
Do something. If you don't shut up, I can't give you the answer.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up for you.
I absolutely believe that Palestine should be free. Yes.
Oh, okay. And how are we going to do that, Piers? Give us the answers, Piers Morgan. Give us the fucking answers. How are we going to make Palestine free?
Yeah, if it was as simple as
How are we
going
to do it?
If it was as simple as me just giving a simple answer now, it would have been done by now. It's a very complicated issue. But let me ask you again. Seriously, why did you do what you did to Alec Baldwin? And what did you hope to achieve?
Alec Baldwin, look at me. Piers, honestly.
What?
Piers, look at my body. Look at
what?
This.
What?
Look at me. Piers, what? I was maimed by a white man.
Listen, I understand you're a performative artist. I understand you're trying to make everybody laugh. You've made your joke about your terrible maiming.
You're a satellite. You're lashing me.
Right, okay, I'm not lashing you.
I was beaten. This is the third. The third white man to beat me this week.
Right.
Third white man. Yesterday, my white boyfriend beat the shit out of me. This is the third white man. Monday was Alec. The second day was another white man. Third day, Piers Morgan is beating me up on international TV.
What? What the fuck?
Incredible.
She deserves every piece of coverage she gets. And also, when did Piers Morgan become the best news channel on earth?
I don't understand.
Yeah. Have you noticed that?
What do you mean the best news channel?
I don't know. I'm just constantly watching Piers Morgan.
If I was the editor, I would have said, maybe, Piers, you don't need to interview everyone.
Dude, what the hell? I don't know what I just watched. I don't understand.
You watched a brilliant piece of satire, my friend.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dude, she's pro-Israel in real life.
She wants in on Hollywood for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And she deserves it.
But, bro, she's going to be famous soon. She knows how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that she keeps pushing the ant. I don't know where you go from there. Flashing your tits at Piers Morgan.
Yeah, you really.
And then spanking your ass, yelling, three white men beat me this week.
This is so good. Because the new stick, he sent me this. He said, I don't know what this is, but it's sufficiently funny.
It is.
Good on you. And I looked at that. That's exactly the content we needed.
Do we know who the woman is?
No, but people on the chat are saying, is she single? Is that just Cardi B without makeup? That's some GTA shit.
Fully. It fully is. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was just a segment on Chatterbox, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking
this,
hell.
Is this Dave Chappelle?
No, she's way funnier than Dave Chappelle. That is the funniest piece of performance I've ever seen,
that
I reckon.
Was that was very funny.
Upped it so far.
Alec Baldwin was so pissed.
He was so pissed.
Leaving just like smacks her.
I don't get why he's the talisman for like Israel Palestine. Why are they? I don't get why.
Because he's part of Hollywood.
But that woman was out of her mind. I don't think she cared.
Yeah.
I don't think she is out of her mind.
No, I think she's
totally an
actor. She's a comedian, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you reckon
it's
real?
I think that the lines are blurred.
Yeah,
I think that like she's like up the ante a bit, but I think that like she's not. I don't think she's a. I think it's like an exaggeration of her personality. You know, I don't think she's just been like.
Wow, that would be. She would have to be so utterly insane to. She really didn't do her cause any help.
What is her cause? Oh, the free Palestine. Right.
Yeah, dude. Like anyone does pro-Palestine.
Patriarchy. She's making a parody of all of it.
Oh, well, maybe she is. Maybe it's a complete parody. Maybe you're right. But I don't know. I really don't know. I don't. The only, if it was a parody, then she's then she would be.
Yeah, I think that was Ben Shapiro in blackface.
Yeah, like if she if that was a parody, then like she would be pro Israel because she's basically saying like, look how this is how insane. No,
I'm sure you're right. Like she is pro, but she is not doing service to the cause.
She's definitely. I mean,
that has
not.
Definitely happened dude, to me.
Hamas
in the past,
looked at that and distanced themselves.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
There's been certain, let's just say, individuals, and by individuals I mean nut jobs.
Yeah.
That in the past I've gone after them, and then they've put up clear fake footage of them on TikTok with a bag of frozen peas yes, on their yeah. eyes saying, because a friend like Jordy's hate, I've been beaten in the street. He's just got a frozen peas on his
I
eyes.
I remember
and
that.
And then the next clip, he's sitting there with no bruise on his eyes whatsoever saying, see, this is the problem with you white people. The next clip, and it was uploaded like 3 hours later. It was like, damn, the magic of frozen peas. And then he deleted the...
Was it live?
Damn, that was like your own Amber Heard scene.
That's what I'm saying. So nuts people like that do exist. And he was not doing performance art. He was the performance baby.
Yeah, do you think Piers Morgan cries himself to bed? Just like, what has my life
become? I
think
he laughs himself to the bank. Laughs all the way to the bank.
You think he's happy? I think he's in between both of you. He's, I've never felt either happy or sad. Kind of just mildly pissed off.
I think he's just one of these people that just really... He wants to talk about the royal family. That's his passions. Everything else is like, oh, I have to talk about this. But he just wants to talk
about
the royal
family. Dude, let's talk about... Can we just talk about the royal family for a second?
Well,
we need to acknowledge this. Poor fucking Harry, bro.
You know, what are you talking about?
I feel bad for the man.
Dude, he's basically married to that chick that was just on Piers Morgan.
Yeah, I know. Look, the chick is insane. The chick is basically just Piers Morgan. And she's... ruined her life. You know, he recently lost a case against the British government.
Why was he suing him?
Because when he would go to England, they wouldn't give him security guards, and they were like, you're not a royal anymore.
That's
and so he said that
shit.
He filed a case against them saying, I need security, and he lost the case.
Sucked in!
Well, he's now an American citizen.
Yeah,
man,
is.
That guy doesn't deserve a shred of sympathy. He should be flayed in the streets.
Dude, my
flayed, I mean, not rip off his skin. Throw tomatoes at him.
When I look at Harry, I just remember what my grandma used to say when I was a kid. I don't know why she said this to a kid, but she would say, whenever you marry, make sure that there are two types of girls. One girl comes with scissors, and another girl comes with sewing machine. You want to marry the sewing machine girl because she will make everything come together. And the other girl will just keep cutting relationships out. Dude, he married a scissor.
What a profound piece of knowledge from someone I assume was illiterate.
Is that profound?
She wasn't, but she's...
Okay, well, whatever. It's still good.
She's dead, so still profound.
Yeah.
She's dead, so yeah.
Oh, and
well, rest her soul, and
R.I.P.
thanks for the advice on the way out.
Her death anniversary was yesterday. She died on Anzac Day.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
True Anzac.
No, a patriot.
What a profound death. It's not a bad way to go.
No, she just died of old age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she wasn't in Tobruk, Ali.
She wasn't in the...
I don't want to imply that my grandma was in World War I, just putting it out there.
But it's a good day to go because the entire country's sad anyway.
Yeah.
Well.
And on her death anniversary every year, everyone has a holiday.
It's not bad.
There you go.
She did it right. And I got to say, what a wise woman.
Yeah, she was definitely. The sewing machine and the scissor thing. It's true, dude.
Yeah, but Harry's a piece of shit. He really
he's a gullible piece of shit.
Yeah, but I think those people are just as bad as the bad people.
But dude, like, don't you think, like, if he's basically Prince Andrew of this generation. Like, imagine your brother is supposed to be the king. What is your purpose in life?
Just become pedo. That's all you can do.
Yeah, it just, like, that's what Andrew did, and Harry, on the other hand, went for, like,
He's, like, copped it too hard or something.
No, I just think that his wife has ruined his life for him.
And also, if you were going to feel sorry for him, the fact that his autobiography is called Spare.
It's called Spare. That's a
brutal.
That's a
but he has no other option. His
Spare.
Only cause, dude,
and that is his role in life. That's all he can ever be.
Yeah, he can't do, that's true.
His eighth grandfather removed from him was none of them ever learned any skill in their life. The only thing that he is like useful for is to just dish on family gossip. So that's the only thing that's going to give him money. He has no other option.
Does he have to be... Couldn't he just be like, I'm going to be a musician and just do that or something?
No, because he has no skill in life.
He has no skill.
He's He'd still royal. Be unbelievably successful as a musician. And on top of that, I can't tell the difference between him and Ed Sheeran anyway.
He was good in the army.
Was he? Or was he just given a bunch of medals because he was a royal?
That's true. Maybe it was just that. I don't know. I guess I can't decide. Would it? Can't decide if it's like a really good
life.
Which
is, by the way, the greatest turnaround in history. He went from, and I'm not making this up, there's videos of him when he was in the army, just like casually bullying like brown servicemen, like just calling them packy and shit.
Where's the video on that?
And then like he goes from that to just then claiming that his dad is racist because his dad said that, oh, I wonder if the kid's going to be more black or white.
So yeah, right.
He is an asshole, isn't he? He is just a crap human being that with the tides says what is fashionable at the time.
He's
a gadabout. That's all he is.
I think it's all his wife. I think his wife is just a bad person.
Yeah, but he's a bad person.
They're all bad people. No,
that's not true. I don't think that King Charles is a bad person. I think that he does a lot of good things in the world. He saves a lot of buildings that otherwise would have gone under. He spends a lot of his time thinking about environmentalism. And he's a gardener. Is there such a thing bad? No, no one that knows what blood and bone is a bad person.
That's true.
He also has... He also cheated on Lady Di.
Yeah, but wouldn't you?
No, not with Camilla.
Especially for Camilla.
Definitely not with Camilla.
Yeah.
Definitely not with
know.
Camilla.
I don't know. I really don't know if being a royal would be like the best thing in the world or the worst. Can't
I
decide.
I thought that you were always of the opinion that... Look, I'm a big fan of canapes, but not that many.
Wait, you're saying like it's a good life, but it's not that good?
I think it's this weird, what you're picking on, this weird nether realm of constantly being fed delicious little... I don't think they've ever eaten a full meal in their life. No. It's always just been little things.
That's nice.
A bacon rash wrapped in a piece of cottage cheese.
Nice, yeah.
That's their whole life.
That's great.
I couldn't do it.
I know.
I hate when they go around with the teeny little. Would you like another little?
I live for that. So I love that.
You'd love that.
Yeah,
you
dude.
You'd never get tired of having tapas for the rest of your life.
Do you know how much I was eating at Ali's wedding? I was Homer. It's like, they're just like, where do you think you're going? There's like 10 men around me. I was like,
But it wouldn't become a Twilight Zone episode with, hey, the cocktail weenies keep coming back.
No, it would be
am I in heaven? No, you're in hell.
No, it'd be the Simpsons thing. It was like, I don't get it. Ted Koppel was ruined in 10 minutes. I'd be going, yum. Seriously.
So you'd like that part?
I'd love that part.
Would you like pretending that some little Asian chick playing the bassoon is very good?
Wait, pretend. So that's a tip.
All right, but you know, listening to a bunch of spoken poets come in and say, well, that's
poetry. Yeah, I think the thing that would suck about being a royal is you can't, you know, you wouldn't be able to be like poppycock. You wouldn't be able to swear. You have to be this in the public eye. Like the whole thing that went down with what's her name with the cancer. It's like, why are you hiding her? Where's she at? And she had to come out and be like, I'm dying. I'm very sorry. Like, that's brutal. That sucks. The constant public eye thing, that would suck.
Mm. Apparently they're fame in orgies, sucks. According fame to Rebel sucks. Wilson. Rebel Wilson God. In her new book is claiming that she was invited to a mass orgy by one of the royal sons.
Really?
We all know which one that is.
Which one?
It's Andrew.
No, I think she means like either Harry or William.
Oh, well, we all know who that is.
As if.
As if not. You reckon?
Well, you reckon that... No, I'm saying that she was asked.
She's been dishing out a lot on like, have you checked out her beef with Sacha Baron Cohen?
I mean, I've heard it, yeah. And didn't they break up because of that? Him and his wife broke up.
No, I doubt it was because of Rebel Wilson.
Dude, it was like right after it. And she was like, we've had a lot of time together, but the innings is over. And I think it was because of that. Still funny. Unintentionally.
I mean, he is selling funny. DVDs. It's like,
what's next? You're going to sell floppy disks?
Yeah.
DVDs?
Yeah, the Arch screensaver.
The only place that DVD players now have is like Blue Mountain. Somehow every Airbnb still has DVD players over there.
Yeah.
That's
I miss them. I miss those old things.
Yeah, there was a bit of a romance.
Yeah.
I used to like DVD collections of people.
Yeah.
When said a lot about them.
Yeah.
Everyone had Dodgeball. If they didn't
have Mamma Mia, do you want to be friends with them? Mm. And what? What
everyone had Dodgeball.
Absolutely.
Dodgeball.
Why did everyone
have? Don't know.
Dodgeball was a good film.
But was it? It was every house person in Australia. The world. Yeah.
Dodgeball always.
Hey, here's a bit of trivia that you wouldn't have known.
Full Monty. Full Monty's always in there.
Full Monty. Shrek.
2.
2, maybe Shrek. What else did they have?
One of the many, many Barbie movies and not the recent one. One of the shitty 3D ones.
You reckon?
For the kids.
If they have kids. And also.
Oh, Carl Barron.
He's always funny. Yeah, Carl
I wouldn't
Barron.
Say that's an always, man.
Nah.
I wouldn't say so.
Arj Barker, would you say?
More like, more Argy, more Arj.
Yeah.
But what was the fuck? I just, oh yeah, one of those Liam Neeson movies. There's always one where it's like him going like that and on the side there's like,
Taken.
There's like a fucking, you know, crosshairs on the title of the movie. That was always there. One of those movies.
Mm,
you know?
Yep.
Or one of the Bourne movies.
Yeah, that's always.
Always one of the Bourne always, movies.
Yeah.
Fight
for
Club.
For some reason, the DVD set of The Tudors, despite no one ever watching that show.
What's that?
Exactly.
I don't even know what that is. Dude, right,
the longest time I was like, is this about Tudors in the 1600s?
You know what's really funny?
And some weird obscure Jack Black movie where he's a romantic lead.
Yeah, like Orange County. Oh, no.
Like Holiday or whatever, where he's supposed to be like with Kate Winslet.
Yeah, yeah, right. The Holiday, yeah. Dude, I found a DVD of Midsummer Murders at a friend's house and I took a photo of it and it's like still the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know, is that strange? It's just so funny.
Go on.
Well, just like the picture is just so fucking ridiculous. It's like this terrible show. It's an obscure season of this obscure show. And it's like, who's buying this and who's watching it? Who's putting that in? Who's consciously putting that on? It was just something so... And the way it'd been tossed aside like rubbish, it was just a real metaphor for like how life is so... inconsequential and things move on so rapidly. It's like this is a fucking artifact, you know. Mm. This has no place anymore in this whatever you are in.
Mm.
It's just so insane. It's like it's
about a show that no one really loves unless you're 80.
Who watches Midsummer Murders?
Everyone's grandma.
Everyone's, but even I think grandmas would be like,
is that the Shakespeare?
Exactly.
Line? No, it's just a bullshit like BBC 4 thing of like literally the same episode every time. Where it's just like, right, well, this is. Quite gruesome, isn't it? And then they're like, will you come over for tea while we figure it out, Inspector? And it's like, yes. And then every time it's like, what do you know? It's the person we least expected. Every time. That's it. It's like, it was the postman. We didn't even see him at the beginning, did he? Yeah, but it was him.
And we didn't introduce him as a character until right now.
Yeah, and it's just so insane. It's insane. It's insane.
Hey, boys, I've got a request.
It's I'll show you. I think I kept.
What a lame name.
I think I kept the image for a long time. And then I was like, it's too weird that I have this. So I deleted it. But it's my biggest regret.
Is the front cover a man looking into a magnifying glass?
No, it's better than that. It's two men. It's the inspector and his sidekick. And it's the inspector just being like facing one way. Just being like, yeah. And his sidekick also just facing the screen, but sort of a different body angle. Being like, yeah. And it was like Midsummer Murder season 2. And it's like I swear to God, if someone
what is that movie about?
It's a show.
What's that show about?
Murders in England.
It's about Midsummer Murders.
It's just a terrible murder show in England that probably had a budget of like £10,000.
Really?
Surely. There was no. What do you need the budget for? There's nothing there. It's interior shots, outside shots in some town in England.
Yeah.
Actors.
Probably just
you're pay
interviewing
the actors.
Random people on the street and then going, they did it.
Yeah, well, that's basically what it is. But it's just such a, it's like, to me,
have you watched it?
Yeah, of course. You've never watched it?
You're such a king. You're such a king.
As if you've
it's
never watched
like
it.
It's just like when I learned in Perth that Miss Love has watched heaps, and I mean heaps, of the AFL footy show.
Fuck yeah.
Wait for it. New South Wales. That means that he had to be up. Watching Channel 9 at about like 1 a.m. on Tuesday.
That's the one.
During school.
During school.
He needed to.
And the grades reflected it. Yeah.
Miss, what do you... Desolate Mirror says, British cop shows are definitely better than US ones.
British cop shows? What, like What is a Brit? The Bill? Like,
I think they're saying that Midsommar Murders is better than a lot of the US shows. Like,
dude, if you
I guess Law and Order or whatever.
Listen, if you actually think that, you're fucked.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're a fucked person because, like, it is just, it's at least Law and Order. Like, I'm not saying it's much better, but it's got some, like, a little bit of grittiness.
There's no such thing as murder mystery in America, is there?
No, it doesn't have that polite. No, it's always. You don't see it's. You don't. Nothing happens. There's no violence. There's just chatting.
Is that what happens at the end? So they go. So it was you, wasn't it, Mrs. Muppet? And she goes, oh, well, however did you know?
Yes.
Is that what happens?
Yes.
That never shows her going to jail or anything.
Yeah, It might see her going to jail, and it's just like, that's another one. And then it sort of pans out. That's it.
And you like this more than
the
guy putting on sunglasses.
Exactly. Like, at least the American ones.
Did you guys ever watch Columbo, the show?
No.
That's fucking hilarious.
Columbo? What the fuck's that?
We used to have like.
Oh, you don't know Columbo.
When I was a kid, we used to have like VCDs. Fuck? You know, before DVDs, it used to be.
Burned on the CD. Yeah.
What is a VCD? What are you saying?
You don't remember what VCDs
No.
are?
No, it's a third world thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so you went from cassette straight to DVD?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
None of this VCD shit.
What is
the only reason I know about that is because when you went to Thailand, it was cheaper, and I thought, all right, I'll go buy a player. It'll still be cheaper than the DVD.
Wait, you're saying like you just never...
Yeah.
But there was like a gap between them. Nah. How did you manage?
It wasn't for us. It was CDs
and DVD. Oh, there used to be those massive laser disc ones.
No. Maybe in like really specialty stores, but from memory, it went videotape, and then all of a sudden they started saying, now you can get it also in DVD. I was like, high definition, being able to go to the scene that you actually want to go to.
Yeah.
I can't see use for that.
Dude, VCDs.
Yeah. I remember, yeah, DVDs.
Were the same as DVDs, except that it was shitter print, and also it couldn't be on like one CD. You had to like, so you would watch like half of it, and then you had to put part two CD in.
Part two of Trapdoor.
Dude, that is pov as.
So I can't believe you guys totally skipped over that.
But you know what else was pov?
So that was like DVDs. A good 4 years of our lives.
Whoa. I never knew about that.
Yeah, that's true. But remember when they brought out Futurama and it was on like four DVDs a season?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, that I suppose so, yeah.
That would be on four DVDs.
That's so pov. Now it's like... One millionth of a percent on your laptop.
But don't you think...
No, it's just on the cloud.
It's not in even the cloud. It's in the cloud.
But don't you think that, like... Don't you think that having... Being locked into something, there is a beauty to that? Now that we have option paralysis, where you just... You're scrolling through movies for 40 minutes before you pick one. You're like, no, it's not the best one ever. I'm not going to... You know, it's like, I'll watch it. I might watch it. But, like, at least back then you put it on... That's what you're doing. You're locked in. You're watching it.
Yeah, there was a charm.
You got bait.
Yeah, there was a charm to it. Now it's just like, now people like watch half the movie and like, I'm bored of it. Turn it off halfway. It's like, fuck. And it was an event.
And this is the other thing. When you used to rent DVDs, everyone had to watch it together because there's only a limited time.
Yeah, and we watched and you rinsed it. You rinsed it, right? People watched it over and over and over, right?
Yeah, people would. But like usually you'd have to return it the next day or in a couple of days. So you didn't have the luxury for everyone to watch it by themselves.
And remember when the fine was exactly the same price as renting it out?
That's if you didn't so get expensive.
There at 5 p.m. on Tuesday.
Isn't that
another $24?
Is that how much it was?
It was so expensive.
And then it went up even more if you kept like not. And then you know surely you did this where like it went too far. Up. You just kept it.
Yeah, you just kept it. That happened.
I did that. I was like, I'm keeping this. And I was like,
we've all done that. Because at some point, dude, if you bring it back in.
I did it at the library. I can't talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the library's even worse because it's state funded.
Ah, you know.
Yeah, because like, at some point, if you brought out that really late one, you'd have to take a loan from the IMF.
Yeah.
There was just no way you could pay. So you just had to keep it.
Yeah. So funny, man.
And
anyway.
That point was about 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because even then, if you forgot about it and then you go, oh, shit. You go back, you'd know that they'd be like, you owe $200.
But do you know if you ever did that, what would happen? If you take back, they'd say, oh my God, you owe $200.
Yeah.
Now give us 20.
Really?
You reckon?
Yeah, they're not going to charge you $200 because they don't want to incentivize people to just keep it.
But that doesn't incentivize. Then you'd be like, sweet, I'll just do this every time.
Yeah, that was the loophole.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, your DVD guy was nice.
Yeah, maybe. I think
Civic Video would just count.
I remember, like, when I was a kid, I actually wanted to work at a DVD store. I thought that was
same. Cool. I thought it was a rat. I thought it was like they were like celebrities. I was like, this is a cool life.
Yeah, this is a cool
and
life.
It was.
It was.
I assure you.
I have missed Blockbuster.
You got 50 cents off the confectionery.
Hell yeah. I miss Blockbuster. In fact, if I could, if I was like rich or whatever, I would like make someone recreate a Blockbuster and I would just walk in there and be like, pretend like I was
back. I think there is still one Blockbuster somewhere.
I saw one in the fucking on
Tasmania.
The, no, it was like near, it was a Burley Heads. No, not Burley Heads. It was near Byron. There's a town in Byron.
Surely it's closed down.
Though. No. Still. But it's not a Blockbuster. It's like a Civic Video. But it's still working.
Just a Civic.
And if it's still working. It's still. Really? Yeah, people still do it. They still borrow them.
It must be selling other things in there.
No.
I think it's just
groceries.
Like,
or
no. No, boomers. I swear to God. Maybe it's boomers. I swear to God. It was just literally that. It was like popcorn. And dude, I went in there and I looked at them and I was just like, sick. Like being like, this would look good. And then it's also like, but I'm not. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to hire him. But like, fuck, yes. This is sick. Yes. I think I gave the guy a thumbs up, you know.
Nostalgia like, stores.
Publishing, I've got the payment in
mind. He's like, please rent a movie. They're like $3 for two now. Please.
Oh, dude. And the best thing was in the third world, we figured.
$3 too much.
Yeah.
In the third world, we had something called piracy.
Oh, yeah.
So what we would do is.
Fuck.
At some point, the whole renting DVDs became obsolete.
Oh, no.
You just bought it for the same price as like. Renting a DVD, which was like I think
$2.
You can but just see, buy it.
I still remember when my dad went to China and he came back and he was just like and bought all these fucking pirated movies and CDs and like.
Wasn't it amazing when someone went to Thailand?
But
you give him a shopping list. Oh, I remember giving it to Joe. And yes, saying, here it is.
It's literally like Christmas.
Do you know what the worst part about
Christmas?
And better than Christmas.
But this is the worst part
library.
About
library.
Yeah,
the worst part and about piracy was
yeah, exactly
that.
Exactly.
Every time a new movie came out, which is the one that you want to see,
yeah,
someone had to film it while
I
they
know.
Were sitting inside.
Yeah, I know.
So there were people
I know.
Walking.
I once watched.
There was always some sick Asian man filming it, so you could always hear.
Yeah. I once watched, dude, I remember once I got one of those and it was something like The Matrix and I was so desperate and it was like at times he would like, it would just be like, go down and like, you know, leave the fucking, like, and he'd be like his leg and it was just terribly, terribly, but I wanted it so badly that I fucking watched the whole thing and I remember thinking as like a fucking kid just being like, this is a new low for me, like...
Dude, you talk about a new low. Pakistan was so bad that they would superimpose ads on it. So while you were watching the movie,
what?
A cow would come up on your screen that would say, while the movie is playing, buy cow soap now.
No, you're kidding. You're lying.
I'm not.
That happened?
Yes.
How did they do it?
I'm going to try and figure
out. How did they do that, though? Well, they had like their own props. They're just like, moo. Mood, it's like buy, like visit the candy shop, get some snacks. I'm just like, is that what happened? That's insane.
Isn't it amazing that there is such loose regulation in Pakistan that you could be a tax-paying, respectable business with an ABN and you can advertise on pirated DVDs?
That's amazing, dude. And I still have like a Foo Fighters CD that's like in Chinese. And like the tracks, it's a made up Foo Fighters album. It's just a picture of his guitar, of Dave Grohl's guitar. And it's just all these random Foo Fighters songs. And it's like, In Your Honor, it's like, this isn't an album. Someone's just made up. Imagine being that big that some poor like Thai man is like.
Rich off of you.
Well, like photocopying fake album covers that he's made himself. It's not a real album. And like putting all these. And dude, I prized that thing like, it's like a prized possession.
Why?
Because it was free, I guess. Like, you know, you're a kid, you're so poor. Dude, CDs used to be like $25. I remember going
up. How much are they now?
20.
Right.
Like
how times have changed.
Like a bit less. And I still buy them. So.
Isn't it weird that CDs are still a marketable thing?
I still buy them.
All right. Someone has to explain the economics behind the fact that in JB Hi-Fi, still 3/4 of the store is DVDs and CDs.
The CDs, I still buy CDs.
Okay, so you're keeping the entire JB Hi-Fi fleet afloat, and I would be surprised if that's
I think it's the only thing that requires space.
Yeah, it is.
What else at JB Hi-Fi? They've got like a fucking storeroom at the back.
Why are they still buying
the
them?
DVDs? I don't understand, because as much as I lament the days of DVDs, when I see one now, like I see them on the street, people throwing them out, I'm like, sick, this is a good movie. I'm like, eh, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to put it in. Like, it's, I have it probably on one of the...
Do you have a DVD player?
Easier to stream.
I have a PlayStation. They play DVDs, I think.
Hey, you're right. I think I have a DVD player too.
You
then.
Do. Mm-hmm. There is still charm to putting them on. I would, but like, I wouldn't... They are obsolete. They're obsolete. They just are.
Completely useless.
And also...
Do you remember like, that weird period when all of the shops were going under and then hipsters bought out the entire collection of Video Easy and thought, no, we'll just make it cool. That's what's not attracting people into this clearly dying business.
Really?
It's the fact that it's like orange and that's a gross color. So let's just paint it red.
They did that.
Yeah.
And then just went under anyway.
Yeah.
What?
Or Vinnie's.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it happened.
Mad business.
And then they'd write like a big, long, poetic letter at the end saying, I just felt like a really big part of the community when I was here for this 6-month venture that bankrupted me.
Shit. I mean, I like that they kept it going. Did they change it?
Huh? They changed it.
How'd they change it?
They just made it look more hip in there.
Right.
That's it.
They seem to have missed the main issue with why it's not functioning, which is the product they're selling.
Especially because you used to go in there and say you wanted to get a film like, I don't know, Bring It On or something.
Bring It On, fully.
And then the hipster chick at the front would give you accusing stares and say, and you'd be like, you don't think it's a good film? It's like, yeah, if you like trash, it's good.
All right.
Say stuff like that.
Yeah, and not encourage you.
And then you'd be too scared to go back because you weren't a film snob.
I miss that era. I didn't know about that. That's very funny. But...
Dude, did you guys have to buy... Could you rent porn?
No.
Yeah.
Could you?
Of course.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You never stumbled into the adult section.
Yeah, but it wasn't porn. It was always like movies with like naked chicks. It wasn't porn.
It was porn.
Was it?
It was under the title of erotica.
Oh, that's right.
What
that's
is
right.
The difference between
No, you're right. It was like erotica. And you, as a kid, you'd always walk past the aisle and be like, oh no, I'm lost. And have a little pee here.
At least you had a separate section.
First out of curiosity, then out of...
We had to like go up to the guy and just be like...
What is that, by the way?
That is the sound of Pakistanis doing something dodgy.
What the fuck?
Isn't it?
What the fuck?
They do that.
Are you serious?
And so then he'd look at you and he's like, yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, and you have to go, I want that one. Like, which one? And he'd go, 1 second.
You did that?
And then he would put this curtain that was just like next to his stall and he would pull out a pile of DVDs. And he would just put them behind the curtain. He's like, come have a look. And then you had to look at it, whatever, like Naughty America, whatever it might be.
No, you hired porn. You rented porn.
50 rupees more than standard movies.
How much is 50 rupees again?
$1.
At the time, it would have been like, yeah, $1.
A buck.
Like $1, yeah.
You rented porn.
Let me get the third world rocks.
You rented porn.
Yeah, and I was a child.
Yeah, it's like a 14-year-old.
No,
so much more scary than the...
Looking at it and getting caught, some nerd would come up to you and say, that's it. Give me your membership card. It's laminated.
Yeah.
You were this round.
Yeah.
Do it again.
I only peered. You didn't hire porn.
No, I never hired porn, but I remember peering
at
the erotica section.
Yeah.
And a teenager saying, I'm sorry, are you 18?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No. Then I'd appreciate it if you left the erotica section,
you,
please.
You weren't discreet enough, my friend.
You were good at the sly movie.
I'm
really into sport history.
No, dude. No. There's no explanations. No one saw anything. I would wander in and be like, all right, I've got a 5 to 10 second zone here. And I would just do be like, have a little, no touching, and then just leave. That's all I did.
All right. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I still think that the counter guy knew.
Maybe he did. Just cuts to me. Just cuts 14. To me like, Yeah, staring
10 seconds.
With like two fucking things for like 10 minutes, probably.
Yeah, doing this to the crow color guy.
Yeah. I was quick and unassuming, yeah. True. Fuck that. We used to hide, dude. I will never in my life reach the levels of joy that I did when my mum let me hire a Nintendo 64. It was probably like $200 to fucking rent it for 2 days.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I don't remember. I remember the first time I got a PlayStation 2. It was the happiest day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation 2 was exactly the right one to be the most happy.
64 was my
because it was definitely a game changer.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
PlayStation 2 was a
because PlayStation no pun 1 intended. Was great.
One was sick. I never had one though. My neighbor did. I loved one as well. I
loved those old games. No, but it's just the thought, the advertising. Nothing. He's right. Worked more effectively than Sony coming out and saying, "If you love PlayStation, get ready for a whole new venture of." Let's be honest, it's pretty much the same graphics.
But it wasn't.
The hype,
no, it wasn't.
The graphics wasn't the same. Were really way better.
They're way better. I'm sorry. I'm dissing on the PlayStation 2. I shouldn't be. But
they're way better, yeah.
PlayStation 2, I think, was the first modern console. I think PlayStation 2 would still fall into the modern gaming console family.
Oh, come on. You're not going to give PlayStation 1 its dues?
Nah, but he's right.
PlayStation 3?
PlayStation 2 just was a step above.
Yeah, PlayStation 1 wasn't... Oh, no, actually, no way. Maybe Jordan... I think Jordan might not be that far off because PS1 did have 3D games.
Yeah, it
no,
did.
No, wait, I'm thinking of Super Nintendo. Really. You know, No, 1 and 2, they weren't... Fucking Beast Wars, man. That was the shit.
On that. PlayStation?
1.
Wow.
It was the best game ever. You know Beast Wars? No, yeah. Wait. Bloody Roar it was called, not Beast Wars.
Did
Bloody
you guys
Roar.
Have Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one had
it. No one had it. And GameCube?
Yeah, GameCube.
Dude, no one had GameCube.
One of my mates did, and I was like, it's going to be a winner. And I'm like, all it had was Sonic. It was just some different versions of. So it was like, GameCube brought to you by Sonic. It's like, can we play anything other than Sonic? It's like, not on this console. It's like, well, what the fuck is this? Hope you like Sonic heaps, which
you
granted.
Remember, like, the era where you had to put a cassette into, like, this game?
Yeah,
like
64. That was 64.
Was that Sega?
And but I never had the Sega.
Yeah,
thing.
What was the Sega called?
Sega.
No, Sega Saturn and Sega. Yeah,
I never played it.
I had the Sega. I don't know why. I think it was because my dad might have been a weed dealer when I was really young. I'm not sure, but we had one.
You're sure?
I'm not sure. I'm not. This is. He claims that he stopped dealing when I was a kid.
I was always
going in there and being like, "Wow, there's a lot of." Adult toys in here, and then a guy with red eyes being like,
Yeah, of course. So, yeah. Book club. You had the Sega. That's funny. Yes. That's very single dad.
Very
single. And you could also buy that gun thing in Sega and you could shoot the birds.
Yeah. And dude, Time Crisis.
Now you're playing with power. Have you seen that ad?
Hell yeah.
That's the greatest thing that Mislove has ever sent me.
I sent you that?
Sick. Get it up. Show everyone that.
I don't know where you'll find it. What? YouTube it.
What am I YouTubing?
Yeah, you got to find it. It's like...
It's the funniest ad you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah. What's it called?
It was the Super Nintendo, wasn't it?
I think it was Super Nintendo, yeah.
Try it's really... Super Nintendo ad Rob the Robot, maybe.
What the fuck have you been watching?
Yeah, always watches.
Super Nintendo?
Ad.
It's just, and then maybe if it doesn't come up, Rob the Robot.
I think that's the first one.
No, I don't think that's
it. It's not?
No, that's not it.
Yeah, it's really sad. Like, I know all these new games are amazing, but it's like, I just don't
care. There it is.
Care.
Second. That one. Right there. Feast your eyes on the greatest ad ever made. This should have won fucking Cairns Lion. No, it's the second one, Ali. You put on the wrong one.
No, I'm putting it on.
Well, as long as we don't get to see
just
it. Wait, so you're saying this one?
Yeah, that's it.
What's it like to play the Nintendo Entertainment System?
Oh my god. The birds.
I love them.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. Now you're playing with power.
So good.
It's so epic.
Humanity peaked at that period.
Absolutely.
The town.
Absolutely. And you know what else as well? I don't think that ad is an exaggeration at all. That is how it felt playing Super Nintendo when you're a fucking 10-year-old.
It felt pretty
high. It's so funny that he's suggesting that a game that's 2D when Mario goes like boink boink, boink is the equivalent of your house blasting into space. God forbid that guy ever played Metal Gear Solid 4. He'd be like, unbelievable. And then he's just like, this game's like playing, just shows Earth go taking off. Just like, I mean, it's so funny. It's so funny. Such a more innocent time. I just, I hate how ads now. You know what I hate about ads now? You know what ads are now? Every single ad, at least Australian ads, every ad now is just being like these like trendy, like TikTok-esque, you know, people that do animations like, oh, I drew a chip on a seagull and I'm making it talk. Like, oh, g'day, I'm Terry the seagull. They just put that on just being like, HGF is fun and like ironic. Get health cover. Oh, yeah, seaweed, seaweed. You know what? Shut the fuck up.
I know.
I hate this shit.
Yeah.
Everything is like, it's cool and trendy and ironic. It's like, no.
It's none of those things.
It's none of those things.
And just, this wasn't cool and trendy and ironic in 2008. And yeah, you're still trying to pull that shit back then.
I really like,
yeah, but you know what's worse than those ads? Those like hipster ads, like Koala Mattress.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm a big Maori man, but I'm a lovable guy, and I'm gonna jump on this.
It's either like it's all the same. Yeah, it's all the same. It's either like it's just different categories of like them usurping like lame ideas from TikTok or whatever, and it's just I don't know.
I don't even think there's usurping ideas from TikTok. If they did, I honestly think that they would be at least fresh.
Right. Yeah, not they're old. That. Yeah, they're no. Look, the animations one is like a specific page that is recent, but it's just this annoying. Like, it's just annoying. It's like we're. It's like we get you. We're cool. We're cool like you. Yeah. Like, you know, healthcare is lame, but we get it. We get it. But you should definitely get it because it's like it's cool. It's like no, dude. No, dude. Stop.
And you advertising execs aren't cool either.
No.
The Hawaiian shirt and the fucking, you know, I'm a hipster that opened up an unsuccessful rum business. Beard. Like, that's not helping.
No, it's not. Everything is that now.
You're lame as shit. And you were lame as shit when you were 20. But now that you're 50.
Yeah, I don't like it. That is an ad. Just it's ridiculous. How did you remember that ad? Feels like this. So good.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And you know why? That's how all ads should go. It's exactly what they do in Japan. They make the ads
they still do
overly epic.
Exactly.
You know, when you're selling soap.
Yeah.
Make you know, it like some like little man goes like,
yes,
and grows out of the soap.
Yes.
Just like does all of the washing for like the entire country.
Totally.
On the news being like, super, super.
That's
what you catches your eye. Have you guys seen that Chinese ad for the washing machine?
No. What is it?
It's just like some lady. It's like some black dude who walks into the house. And the Chinese lady go, oh, and she puts him into the washing machine and she puts it on. And then he comes out as like this handsome Asian man. He's like, washing machine cleans everything off.
Racism goes in China. Oh, no, is that Japan or China?
This was China.
Yeah, China. Same shit.
Yeah.
Shame fucking country.
Man, good times.
But like, honestly, I really don't understand if hipsters are trying to be cool and ironic.
It's companies. Oh, sorry, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
You playing that, we get it. We're drowning.
We get it, yeah.
It's first off, it's what we want is for you to oversell the product so much that it hits irony.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
True irony.
That's true that's irony.
Too much. Those Japanese ads are too much.
No.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They kind of remind me of the Australian ads like, God freeze, 50% off, 50% off.
But see, there at least, but that's a real ad.
Great,
that's a real ad. It's been like, God freeze, doors, get the fucking. At least it's like honest.
That's what should be
it's
on
not
TV.
Honest.
Just,
it is.
It's been on sale for the last decade, guys.
Okay,
you know.
Okay. The details might be a little fudged, but the sort of like message.
Talking about the ambience.
The message it's giving out is like, buy our fucking doors. Come on, cunt. Buy them. Fucking doors. It's
that's
like,
all ads should be. Just 3 minutes in between home and away.
Yeah.
And then back to, you cheating on me. That's
like, it. Yeah. Like, how good's, hello. Little tiles here. Little tiles. It's like.
Now, speaking of someone who's dishonest, that man could not have been having a stroke for the last 20 years.
You know what I'm talking about?
You sound like that.
Have you guys seen that Lowe's ad where like...
For big men too.
For big men. And then it's like the same big men, but just gets bigger all the way up to 14XL.
Dude, I had one of those...
A bushker of fat men.
Yeah, I had one.
But it's the same guy just getting like... The image gets bigger, so the implication is he's fatter.
It's so good.
It's awesome.
I love those. I love those ads, man.
Anyways, boys, we're out of time. We've got to record the upload as well.
All right. Sick. And you can get it if you sign up in Patreon. You know.
Get
please.
It.
Sign, please.
Good to be back.
Up.
Sign that shit up.
You will appreciate it because it's good. Sign up to Patreon.
Can I see what they're saying?
And pay my rent, please.
Yeah, pay all our rent. Well, you don't need it. You're in the West.